Experts on urban design and public policy offered their insights on replacing the elevated portion of Interstate 81 in Syracuse at a recent forum at Syracuse University. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some of the speakers favored a community grid option over a larger highway or tunnel.
The State Department of Transportation says the elevated viaduct has reached the end of its useful life, and they will select a preferred alternative when a draft environmental impact statement is made available early next year. Alex Krieger, a professor at the Harvard Graduate School of Design, has been involved in projects like Boston's tunnel, the Big Dig, and reducing highways in Asia. He began with a comment on I-81.
I understand you've been at this for a decade. Let me tell you, you've got another decade at least to go.
Krieger says while there are some great parts to Boston's Big Dig, like the green space on top of it, the problem is the traffic below eventually needs to exit out.
And when it comes out, it's still very much highway-like. So the notion of a continuous greenway doesn't actually exist at all.
That could be problematic, says SU professor Janelle Robinson, because an elementary school is about a block away from one of the proposed entrances into the Syracuse tunnel. The tunnel itself could cost more than $3.5 billion. Joseph Kane, an economist with the Brookings Institution, says the Trump administration wants states and localities to pay more towards infrastructure.
And states like New York and cities like Syracuse, you know, already have their hands full and simply do not have the endless pool of resources to pay for more infrastructure spending, even if they would like to. And while it's hard to tell where the administration's plan is going and where separate proposals on Capitol Hill are headed, I'll say this. The federal cavalry is likely not coming anytime soon.
Boy, if I wasn't convinced that the community grid option was the right option before this panel, I certainly am now, so nice job.
Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says while the tunnel seems like a compromise between people who want to keep or eliminate the viaduct, it is not. He says the community grid is the opportunity to right a past wrong, put more properties on the tax rolls, and be more inclusive with mixed income development. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.